timeless South African treasures on The World Show with Nikki Glee.
Thank you.
Show with Nikki B. Oh, dear to the fat black Nubian queens of Africa's ghettos. Ingulubezom Jondo, let's build a shift. Naramadale Jute, Nikan Menagnak.
chef gogi kavela ichef as gogi pinifa nechali swela bazukule mkolo zile stress across asiphatha amahlami ichef asiphatha amadamu namawepa namanefkini azinkawuzi azibishayisho shovizo mjondolo zimayise sengesnif nekhankeni azidlu kodini ukodini awudliwe mjondo ojondo ukodini uthunge ibhrukwe likasikhokho ukuthi angahlekwe eklasini ahlekwe nasesikoleni unkulunkulu wezulu elimdala gcina le ichefa zama-heavyweight ngamaduku namabheret ezigcwala amafrancito amasiyayo yazi emakheshini zi-olimpia mampela zi-olimpia sishebo nekhandlela mamela
Nine, a five, and nine. Something Soweto. Yes, that is Omama Bomtandazo featuring Makafula Vilakazi. Something Soweto, of course, he'll be performing with Dizu Plaichis, who I played before that. I played Dizu's version of Malaika off his album of a couple of years back called Ubuntu, The Common String, an absolutely beautiful album. And they will both be performing at Vibrations, a celebration of African sounds taking place at the UJ Theatre this coming Friday, closing off this amazing week-long workshop, Indigenous Instrument Building and Making, and Fixing as well. Absolutely beautiful. Hope to see you there. Right now, though, we are joined by our second special guest, our featured guest of tonight, and it's been a while that he's been on the World Show. Ernest Dawkins, welcome to the World Show again.
Thank you, Nikki. It's been a long time, actually, before COVID, hasn't it?
Yes. In fact, I think I remember you performing on the stage.
Yes.
Alive and Unplugged.
Just Live and Unplugged.
And then we stopped them because of COVID.
Yes, so, there you go. There
yes,
you go.
Yes.
So how long has that been? 6 years? 7 years?
I think it's been longer because it was a few years before COVID.
Before COVID.
Yes.
Well, glad I'm back. Thank you for having me back. And
it's a pleasure.
Thank you for being in South Africa.
And thank you for coming up because, of course, one of your homes is in South Africa.
Durban.
In Durban, yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So thank you so much for coming up for this.
Thank you for having me. I thought I'd come in person rather than try to be over the phone. That's not
It's better. Always better. It's always better, yes.
And nice to see you, your face again.
Yes.
As well. Yeah, definitely.
And I must say, since you were here, you're always busy, Ernest. I've noticed you're always busy on beautiful, powerful, important musical projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I see since we last met, you've been even more busy doing some amazing things.
I've been blessed to get a lot of commissions from different entities in the States, from government entities, personal entities, funders, et cetera, et cetera. So since I've been here, maybe I've written about 5 or 6 pieces, and we're going to talk about 3 of them.
Yes.
But I wrote something for Mr. Tim Black. He was a political guru in Chicago. He was very popular in black politics. He advised Harold Washington, the first black mayor. But he also was a music fan because he would hang out with Duke.
Yes.
He would hang out with Charlie Parker. He would hang out with Count Basie. So he knew all of what we would call the cats.
Yes.
And he was a political giant and a social activist, et cetera, et cetera. So I wrote a piece about him. I also wrote a piece about Refound Connections that I was funded through Southern Arts. And this piece was supposed to explore my Southern roots, because I'm of the Emmett Till generation. If South Africans don't know the history of Emmett Till, Emmett Till was a 13-year-old boy that was sent down south by his mother. It was a tradition of sending your kids down south to get in touch with your roots. And he was sent down south, but he was hung, lynched, et cetera, et cetera. So when Rosa Parks says she was tired in reference to the bus boycott, she was not tired because she was physically tired. She was mentally and spiritually tired because this little young boy from Chicago had been lynched. So as a part of that, then Martin Luther King became part of the Birmingham movement, and there you had the Civil Rights Movement. So it all started. The straw that broke the camel's back was this little boy from Chicago. And so we couldn't go down south. So when I was a kid, they said, well, you can't go down south. my cousin, female cousins could go down south, but boys couldn't go down south.
Oh,
so you had that break in tradition of knowing our family roots in reference to, particularly in Chicago, because they felt it was dangerous for us to go down south. We may not come back. So that was the history of that piece, Refound Connections, because I just met my relatives like a couple of years ago in reference to some of the things, because as I got older, I was busy traveling, and they were, every time they did the family reunion, I was on the road, et cetera, et cetera. So it's like a homecoming piece for me. So I wrote that piece, and I wrote a few other pieces I'm not going to talk about. We're going to talk about the pieces we have.
You'll have to come back up to Joburg again to talk about the other pieces, because I was already looking at these three albums saying, wait, I want to play all these songs, we need like 5 hours. But Ernest, to go back to the beginning, and I mean, you know, I was thinking about it, and what you're saying makes it it's so tangible, like even in your lifetime.
Definitely.
You were not allowed to go down south because of that no. fear. This is not like, oh, in the past century kind of thing. It was in the past century, but it's still in within your lifetime.
Definitely.
You're a saxophonist, you're a composer, you're a musician, you're a collaborator, you're all these things. But within your work, you've always used your work as a medium for spreading a message of awareness.
That's it. The whole thing is to spread the message of awareness and to bring the communities, particularly African and African American and worldwide diaspora communities together. That's the essence of the music. And music, we always get blamed in music as politics, but when you sing a note, that's political.
Yes.
You know, and it's all about bringing things together and promoting the vision and the common essence of what we call love.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. But I find it so interesting also because, yes, you've released albums that are musical albums, as any other artist would release mm-hmm. a music, but it seems that in a way your life's work as an artist has been to do projects. What I'm trying to kind of articulate is you're not just an artist who goes to look for funding for a show, a performance, which is valid.
Mm-hmm.
But yours are more project oriented.
Yeah, I don't deal with gigs.
Yes.
I'm not a gigger in that sense. I've come to the realization that there's things that I can do that would be better fitted for society and the well-being of society to do these projects. And that's how I look at things. I look at things in projects. I look at things as part of my overall body of work.
Yes.
Like any composers, like any musicians, you know, when you look at John Coltrane, you look at the body of work.
Yes.
You just don't look at a gig that he did. And gigs are important, you
yes.
know, of course.
And always great to do.
Definitely.
Yes.
But for me, the composition thing kind of resonated with me because I could say certain things that I wanted to say within the confines of the music and use certain artistic freedoms that you can't necessarily use politically sometimes.
Because, yes. yes.
You know, some of my things are very, what's the word, risque in terms
yes.
of political
yes.
action. So, I
don't
mean,
worry,
we want our land back. I
yes.
mean, that says it all. And it's apropos right now with what's going on with the presidency
Absolutely.
And the whole nine yards.
Yes. And being an American releasing an album called We Want Our Land.
There you go.
But we're going to get back to that one.
Got you.
But, you know, it's interesting because when I listen to some of your projects, like particularly these first two, we'll be looking at, which is the one is Redefining Frederick Douglass and the other one is Paul Robeson, A Man of the People.
Mm-hmm.
But when I listen to these, they're musical albums with a strong message, but there's also an element of musical theater in
Definitely.
Them.
It's all the same thing. We were lucky to grow up in under guys like Phil Coran, who's one of the founders of the AECM, who influenced Earth, Wind, and Fire, whose sons now play. And he told us, look, you have to be a a musician, you have to be an artist, you have to paint pictures, you have to do the whole nine yards.
Tell stories.
Yeah, tell stories.
And now you've got to be a businessman as well.
There you go. True.
That's what everybody keeps telling
us. That's part of it as well. Yes. So you, in within the confines of the projects, I attempt to tell a story, and I attempt to tell a theme, but not just a theme in terms of oral.
Yes.
But also musical themes, because yes, if you listen to the pieces, there's musical themes that are threads through all the pieces from the beginning of the end, but you have to really listen to the threads,
yes.
You see, so.
Absolutely, that's, and that's mm-hmm. that's in a way the sense of musical theater that I receive mm-hmm. just listening to the album, that's without having been able to go to a show, you know.
That's it, mm-hmm.
But let's
yes. Actually, I want to turn these things into theatrical pieces as
that's
well.
Where I'm heading, yes. Yeah. So definitely, yes, from my perspective, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I truly see them as that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this, the first one for today, which is Redefining Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us more about Frederick Douglass.
Well, Frederick Douglass was like one of the first abolitionists. He was a slave that taught himself to read. He escaped slavery. He was freed by some Europeans in England. They paid for him his freedom when he came back because he left and to talk abolitionist movement in Ireland and Northern England. And before he got back, they'd pay for his freedom. But if you know anything about D.C., he was from Maryland. So he was actually a slave living in D.C. And if you know, it's like from Rosebank to Sandton.
Yes.
They could have took him back into slavery.
Sure.
But he was that kind of guy. He was bold. He would send his money back, and he bought a house on the hill. He couldn't go to see the house that he bought. He had to send a white person in to buy the house for him. And if you go to his house, because I've been to his house, it's a national monument, it looks over the Washington Monument. Nothing is supposed to be higher than the Washington Monument.
Yes.
But if you look from south, I think it's southeast D.C., and the angle is like it's over the Washington Monument. So that was
in itself, yeah.
Right. So he was married, so he sent his money back, bought the house. His wife died, and who did he marry? A white woman. And she lived in the house. And he was a slave.
Amazing.
Right, amazing. During that time. And she had to sleep in the...
main house.
In the other quarters, though.
Because
very Victorian. If the wife died, you could not sleep in her bed. You had to sleep in the other bed. So he was an interesting character. And he was always... proponent of education, because he was very active with Howard University. He would have people over for tea. He always did all these talks, and he advised Presidents Lincoln and Johnson, I think, after Lincoln. So he was like the predecessor of Martin Luther King, and then Paul Robeson was after him.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so interesting because, you know, okay, I'm South African.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that a lot of people in the States, even of our generation, never mind the next generation, are not even aware of these quiet freedom fighters, if I call them that?
No, I don't think they are aware. The majority of people are not aware of the importance that they had in relationship to community and advancement of the black people in general, and black people all over the world.
Yes.
Not just in the States.
Yes.
Because back in the 1920s, 1930s, you had the, you know, singers, Fisk singers coming over here, they were influenced by Frederick Douglass and, you know, et cetera, Paul Robeson, the whole nine yards. So everything is intertwined. It's like coming full circle. That's what we're finding.
But I love the mm-hmm. fact that you're kind of immortalizing mm-hmm. the legacy of people like this through music and sound.
Well, if I don't, who's going to do it? If we don't do it, who's going to do it for us? It's
Thank
the same
you.
Thing with South Africa. If South Africans are not going to immortalize yes. their heroes through songs, then who's going to do it for them
yes.
but themselves? So.
And what a way mm-hmm. to make that knowledge accessible.
That's it.
What a better way could be music. It could only be music.
There you go.
Ernest Dawkins with me on The World Show. Let's hear a track of Redefining Frederick Douglass, one of these amazing project albums. This track is called Never Looking Back, and it's coming up after this.
On the street, on the air, on the go, download the Kaya app. Sound to uplift. Sound to uplift. And inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
That's interesting.
Yes. Ernest Dawkins.
You struggled with that one.
Yeah. Never looking back.
Never looking back. You can't look back.
Yes.
Never looking back. Always looking forward.
Yes. I wanted to play that one because a lot of them have the spoken word on them and stories. But I wanted that little bit of Ernest and a little bit of your roots, your musical roots.
Okay. Cool.
Yes. So thank that one's you. Off Redefining Frederick Douglass. Truly is a project album. And that's
yes,
what
is.
I would refer to all three of these albums
and
as.
Actually is written. I wrote it. I composed it while I was in Durban.
Wow.
And down here. This was right after COVID. I think I came here, was it 2020?
Yes.
The end of COVID?
Yes.
I came down here and composed the piece.
You said you write quite a lot when you in South Africa.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Yes.
I wrote the Paul Robeson down here.
Yes.
I wrote a couple of other pieces. The other pieces I talked about earlier, I composed them down here. I'm actually composing now.
Yes.
I'm composing a piece for the 60th anniversary of the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians.
Amazing.
For the four founding fathers. So that's what I'm doing while I'm down here now. So,
You know, it's so interesting for me because I think there's two things about this is we can use music or artists as a way of looking at socio-political events. If we take the life of a significant artist and you look just at their life and at their musical legacy, it actually reflects what was going on socio-politically, economically.
Definitely spiritually as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is almost like taking that from another perspective, from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the music or taking the life of a person and representing it through the music.
And actually putting it in a different lens, because you're reflecting on their life, but you're also bringing in aspects of the current now in reference to the then.
And the relevance.
And the relevance, right.
The fact that these people, Frederick Douglass, Paul Robeson.
And you're almost creating a new reality as well in relationship to their stories, their lives. Mm-hmm.
And as you say, how relevant what they represent, they are symbols.
Same thing.
Of what we're going through again.
That's it.
50, 60, 70 years later.
There you go.
Yes. That's I suppose, one of the importance of immortalizing.
There you go. We always have it. It's a circle.
Yes.
I'm learning that life is just a circle.
It
goes round and round and always comes back.
Yes. And it's like a circle with a wave, because it's almost like dips and then it peaks again and peaks.
True.
Yes.
True.
Yes. Let's talk about Paul Robeson a little bit more. Why did you do this project, Man of the People?
Well, Paul Robeson, I was approached by Lasana Kazembe, not this December before, and he said, well, I want to do this libretto piece. Can you write the music? I have it written. I'm like, and he said it was past due. He said, so he gave me the piece. In January, I came down here. I did it in like 5 or 6 weeks. It was supposed to be finished in April. And as you can see, it's a long, extensive piece.
Yes.
So it's a lot of work, a lot of thought put into it, a lot of conceptual kind of situations. And he did a nice job on the, because this is a jazz poetry opera.
Yes.
He did a nice job on the
jazz poetry opera. That's exactly what it is.
It's a jazz poetry opera.
Yes. So they're not musicals, they're operas.
There you go. That's it.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
In the black classical tradition, of course.
Yes.
with the African diaspora on the top.
Beautiful. I'm actually, this is a fascinating, of the three albums, I found this one. Well, each one is unique in its own way, but this one really touched me. This Lasana D. Kazembe. Tell us about Lasana, actually.
Well, Lasana, we've been knowing each other for 20-something years. He's a professor at the University of Indiana in Indianapolis, and we've been working together for all those years, and he asked me to do the libretto, write the music. So I said, okay, let's write the music. So since then, we've been to Brazil, and now we're going to the Caribbean this year. So we have other projects that we're going to do in the future as well.
I'm sure those also spark other projects.
Definitely.
Well, let's play one of these tracks, and one of the reasons why I'm whizzing through these two albums, because I really want to focus on the third album that we've brought today, but I could play these, and I will be playing them more on the World Show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this track kind of says it all, to be African.
That's Africa.
Yes.
Africa.
Yes.
Her name is Africa.
Her name is Africa.
Say her name.
Yes.
That's it.
And tell me something, how many people?
Stacy McCracken, that's her name.
Okay.
Well, we had, I think about 14, we had four strings, two saxes, trombone, two trumpets. But that totals us up to 12 or 13, something like that.
Yes, amazing.
Vibes, he played vibes and piano, bass, drums, something like two trumpets.
Yes.
So I think that's 12, I don't know, something like that.
But again, I urge you to go and listen to these full albums, because they really are, like this one, a musical jazz.
But you can only get them. You can only get them to TK Music. They're not online.
They're not online. Uh-huh. So an important moment now is, how can people access these albums? And what I love about Ernest, it's the hard copies in Durban.
There
I said, just send me a digital copy. He said, no. I'm sending you the physical copy.
TK Music, he's out of Pretoria.
So TK Music.
TK Music, he's out of Pretoria.
Okay.
The only reason I don't have his information up is because I'm live streaming here.
Yes. But so, you know what? Ernest Dawkins, you can always message Ernest on social media, mm-hmm. and he will give you, if you know, lose this information, you're driving, you're chilling at home somewhere, you can always catch me on social media, mm-hmm. or Ernest on social media,
right.
and we will direct you to the place.
And the reason I did this is because I want a little bit of exclusivity to what we do, because
yes.
everything is online, and sometimes you have to make it where people have to go out of their way, and a lot of people don't even use CDs anymore.
Yes.
So it's a collector's item.
I'm waiting for the day when CDs become the hip thing again. Well, tell you what.
Well, we might translate them to albums. Yes. We'll see. You know. Mm-hmm.
But they really are. Each one is an artwork, so they are well worth having the physical copy. And I think, if anything, that's the importance of performing, is so
True.
That you can make these accessible.
Well, one is accessible. We want our land back.
Yes.
The long version and the short version. Yes. That's accessible. Accessible online, but that's it.
We're mm-hmm. going to be talking more about that mm-hmm. when we come back on the other side. But this one is To Be African. It's Lasana Di Kazembe together with our man Ernest Dawkins, and the album is Paul Robeson, Man of the People. And it's more than an album, it's a project, it's history, and it's a legacy, actually. So much more coming up on The World Show.
We back.
Let's get back
to the rhythm and beats.
Kaya
959
on the street,
on the air.
The World Show with Nikki B on Kaya 959.
To be African.
But I love that kind of urgency. That,
say her name.
That poetic militancy, if you like, of it. Yeah. Say her name.
For boy, you're very descriptive.
Yes.
You know how to get to it. That is, it is militancy.
It's an urgency, you know.
We have to be urgent. Time is short.
Yes.
You know, the time, and you know, Charlie Parker said it now. time. Yes. Now's the time.
Yes.
You know, we have to do it if we're going to do it. Who else is going to do it?
Absolutely.
Like, I'll be in the store and the people give me a big bag and I'm like, I'm trying to save the earth for you. Why are you giving me this stuff? You give me all this plastic, you know? So I'm like, the time is now. We have to do what
we have
need
to
do.
In each and every way.
There you go.
And, you know, I really feel, and I'm going to mention this now, but the way the world is now, you know, with digital, it's moved so fast. Mm-hmm. And I think those of us who come from the generation we come from, there's almost, if we don't immortalize some of this, then it will be lost. The time is now.
True, the time is now.
And
we have to do the work.
Yes, we have to do the work.
We have to do the work. We have to put the footwork in, you know. We not talk. We have to do.
Yes, and it's so interesting because, like with Violet here earlier on, speaking about indigenous instrumentation, it's actually the same.
She had to do action.
Yes, it's actually the same thing that you are doing, Ernest, but in terms of the African American idiom, and as well as the music, because these albums are just so important to listen to as a whole. I really do urge people.
And it's about passing tradition on to the younger generation as well. So, and everything she was talking about in terms, Violet was talking about in terms of instrument making, it's the same thing that we do in terms of passing the music on to the new people. Like, you played that Never Going Back, Never Looking Back, that track. That was a young guy. He was like 21 years old when he played that solo. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we have like Isaiah Collier. We have Alexis Lombre on the next record. They're out here doing their things. They're traveling with people in the Stanley Clark. They're playing everywhere. So that's part of it, too. We have to pass the music on and the tradition.
Yes.
And they're doing a good job.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's because...
Even here, they're doing a good job. Yes. I must say the guys are doing a good... And ladies.
Yes.
Because that's where we are. Now, the next... I have to find a sister that I write about. And I think I have it, you know, but that's my next endeavor. I have to write about her.
Yes, good. Represent.
A woman. In the music. Mm-hmm.
I have to make mention now of a very important project you did. Well, they're all important. But the Mandela project, because we spoke about that when you were here on the show 7 years ago or whenever.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's some listeners now. Tell us about that project, because that project for me is significant in terms of your connection with South Africa.
Ooh, you know, you're taking me way back.
Yes.
So, you know, I met the South Africans in the 80s, actually. When I first started touring Europe as young guys, I met the Brotherhood of Breath, Louis Mahulu and the gang. And Louis is still living. I went to see him last year, actually.
Oh, amazing, yes.
I hung out with him, you know, so. And he'll call every blue moon, so I have to keep in touch with him. But I met them, and then Baba Ndiko and Bro Willie, they were in exile in Chicago. And then Zim started coming around. Zim was actually... We became good friends.
Yes.
So.
I think it was through Zim that I met you, through Shawnee. That's right.
Shawnee.
Yes.
Right.
Through Zim's wife as well. Yes.
Sarah. Right.
Sarah. Yes.
So we started coming back and forth, and the rest is kind of like history.
Yes.
And the city of Chicago asked me to write a piece in honor of Mandela, because I think that was that the year he passed? Whatever it was, they asked me to write a piece. They said, okay, you go down to South Africa, you have, you know, connections, write the piece. So I wrote the piece, and I brought Neil Gonzalez up from Durban to play the piano on the piece. So the rest is kind of like history. We actually brought it down to the Poetry Africa last year. That was last year. Right, so it has a life of its own now. I want to get it scored for orchestra. So
amazing.
I'm hitting on some classical composers.
Amazing.
I'm trying to get them to move. One of them is South Africa. I'm not going to mention his name.
Yes.
So we're trying to get him because I want to rescore it for orchestra.
Yes.
And possibly play it down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be amazing.
Definitely.
So the project actually evolves and keeps living on.
That's the whole point. All these pieces can evolve.
Yes.
Into large pieces or theatrical pieces. That's the idea. That's the whole point. Even the tracks themselves, a lot of times I don't write solely sections because I feel that, you know, the next iteration could be solely sections. It could be the pieces can be developed and morphed into different kind of projects.
Yes.
That's why I write with such simplicity sometimes.
Yes.
And not overdo it because there's more to be done.
Yes.
There's more to be added. Because if you add everything the first time, what can you do with it?
Oh, I love that. Right. Yes. So it can become a jazz opera. It can become a full orchestra. It can become
a theater piece.
Yes.
It can become anything.
I mean, even be done by a duo, you know.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. So, and then we're looking at 8K. We're looking at different kind of technological new developments that are coming along. I'm not going to talk too much about that.
No.
But we're looking at it.
You'll have to come back to the world show for
those. There we go. Yes. We have to. But we're doing a project that the Chicago Humanities Festival is backing. And it's a special project that we're going to shoot in 8K. You know what 8K is. 8K is the new optical glasses.
Yes.
That you can.
Yes.
So.
It's a full experience.
It's a full experience.
Yes. Oh, that's very interesting.
Right.
So even if you're sitting in Johannesburg, you'd be able to see it in Chicago. Experience it.
That's it.
As if you were in Chicago or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Beautiful.
We're waiting for
the
technology to catch up.
Yes.
Let's catch it up.
Yes.
Cool.
But now, the project that I wanted to play a couple of songs from, I think we'll probably only have time for two, which I found just so interesting, is this one, which, as you said, you did at the end of COVID, the Englewood Soweto Exchange, We Want Our Land Back, is the album.
Mm-hmm.
So what is where's Englewood, and how did this Soweto Exchange happen?
Well, we received a grant. Through the it was with the Old Town School of Folk Music. Now that I'm a board member of Old Town School of Folk Music, and the Joyce Foundation. I think it was Joyce Foundation. So we received this grant to. They knew I had ties with South Africa to recruit young South Africans to come to Chicago, and take young Black Americans to South Africa to play and. Exchange, have a full-on exchange.
Yes. So it was a two-way exchange.
It was a two-way exchange.
Yes.
Going back the other way, a couple of people couldn't make it. Tabo and the bass player, she couldn't make it. Chantel.
Yes.
She couldn't make it I think they missed their visas or something like that. So we got a couple other people to take their places. We had Lesedie, Linda Sikakani in Memphis, which is a rapper.
Yes.
Lesedie lives in New York, so we thought he was apropos to come. So that's the home. So, I mean, in terms of that's what that was about. And I bought five young people.
From Soweto?
No, I bought five people from Chicago.
Oh, okay, yes.
Here, Artemis, Alexis, Jeremiah, Brother L. Mm-hmm. So was that four?
So where's Englewood?
Englewood is the south side of Chicago. That's primarily, Live the Spirit Residency is primarily the producer of these projects. We have the Young Masters. We do summer programs.
Yes.
We do summer concerts with young people. We do drum circles. We have our Englewood Jazz Festival, which is now in its 26th year.
Amazing.
So we've been doing this for a long time. Actually, Zim and Herbie and Andile, we brought them down for our first Englewood Jazz Festival, and I found a poster with them on it.
Really? 20-something years ago?
20-something years ago.
Wow,
South, it was a Chicago South African Initiative. That's what we called it.
Yes.
And they kind of brought them down, brought them to the festival, and
Amazing.
The rest is kind of history.
Now you're making sense of why the South African connection, Ernest. It goes back a long way
time
for you.
To the beginning of the festival. So Inglewood is the community that I live in. It's the community that we primarily serve on the south side of Chicago. And what they say is... it's the hood. It's the community.
It's like Soweto
in the city.
Yes.
Not as many people, but we have a international reputation now that we have to deal with and we uphold. Because we bring in, like we had Kenny Garrett coming in.
Yes.
We have Sean Jones coming in. We have all the guys coming in from out of town as well as in town, because our main focus are young and up-and-coming musicians in our community, like Isaiah Collier, like Alexis, Benjamin Gay, different musicians that come out of Chicago, Greg Ward, Micaiah McCraven, Junius Paul, Marquise Hill, Corey Wilkes, Greg Ward. So
again, that next generation.
Isaiah Collier, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That next generation. So that's primarily our focus, but we do bring in other people. And this year we're going to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the AECM. So it'll be primarily all members that are associated with us, Live the Spirit Residency, and the AACM. So we're featuring a lot of people.
Yes.
In terms of that.
So it's a big one.
Special
When does it happen?
It's the 60th anniversary. This is always the third weekend of September.
Okay. Amazing.
It's the right before Joy of Jazz.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But now this one, We Want Our Land Back. Where was it recorded? In the States?
It was recorded in the States.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because I was wondering.
And
I was
actually, D'Souza was in the studio with us.
Okay.
He had to leave and go and do something else, but he was in the studio with us the first day.
Yes. Talking in D'Souza, I think you've got something happening.
Yeah, we're doing something, quantum mechanics and jazz.
Only Ernest Dawkins and
quantum physics and jazz.
And it's a talk.
Yes. Well, it's a talk and performance, because we're going to be talking about quantum revolutions in jazz, because there was a big debate in quantum physics at the beginning of the 20th century, and that's why Einstein developed his theories, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
And then at the same time, you had Schoenberg and the 12-tone projects and all that stuff happening in relationship to music. So science and the music was actually moving hand in hand in terms of developing new theories and new concepts in relationship to physics and music. So we're going to expound
amazing
on that.
Yes.
We're going to play.
Oh, amazing.
We're going to improvise.
And this is
and
happening
talk.
In Durban.
At the Howard College Jazz Center, Thursday at 3 p.m. So be there. And it's free, so come through.
Thursday, 3 p.m., Howard College.
Howard College.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
in Durban. So anyone listening in Durban, make sure that you are there. That's just a sideline. I want to go back to We Want Our Land Back.
We Want Our Land Back.
In fact,
I heard something about that today.
Yeah, let me play you the title track. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's two versions on the album. I'll play the longer one another day, because you know me on the World Show, I like to play the full version. But I think it's such an important song, and I'm going to play it now. The Inglewood Soweto Exchange, coming up after this, the title track, We Want Our Land Back. I'm Nikki B. With our special guest, Ernest Dawkins.
On the street, on the air, online at kaya959.co.za. On kaya959.
Oh, me my 40 acres and a mule. Give me my 16 hectares and a tool.
We want our land back. We want our land back.
Give me my 40 acres and a mule. Give me my 16 hectares and a tool.
We want our land back.
Appropriations get to be the tool. Resegregation is the fool.
We want our land back.
Yeah.
We want our land back.
Reappropriations get to be the tool. Resegregation is the fools. We want our land back.
Yeah.
We want our
with the intrusion. Only when it benefits them, they want to change the constitution. I think we need a resolution. Or we coming together and we gonna spark a revolution. They say the fight is never won. It only seems impossible until it's done. Yeah, Mandela said it best. Plus, we must begin to read the way we demand our respect. They say the children are the future. We dependent on them because they the ones to save the nation. And learning is key, but nothing in this world is free. Not even the education. Man, that sounds unbelievable. And though the system may not, I want you to know I believe in you. Don't really know what's in store. Long as we moving on like Weezy and George.
Let me take you higher than rockets and blast off. Let me show you my roots by spitting these black thoughts. In order to see my future, I took my mask off and showed you how hard I am, even though I act soft. We made it even though we were faced with stacked cards. We were focused like we were doing missions for black ops. They're giving attention to people who lack jobs. Instead of food, we buying crystal and crack rocks. But my people, we black gods. We're coming for everything with a stronger attack force. By us, wonder by our one last corner, we add source. But that's like, yeah, treat black people like black dogs. But as I said, it do black cards. Even I'm engine, so I push it, so we took our west cards. Are we going to the top, that's not our last stop, but all I wanted to say as soon as this track drop was, this is not your average rap track. Instead of rap, we bring black back. As for everything they took, yo, they can have that. But the facts that now we want the land back.
Segregation, segregation, condemnation, emancipation, proclamation, segregation, condemnation, emancipation, proclamation, segregation, condemnation.
Tribalism, xenophobia.
Emancipation, proclamation, segregation, condemnation, emancipation, proclamation, segregation, condemnation, emancipation, proclamation, segregation, condemnation.
Individual raping us for resources they say they love, but it's missing you. I paint a picture so vivid it tastes like heaven to the eyesight. Picture this a place that we can live right. Minus apartheid, segregation, discrimination. We showing love instead of stirring up altercation. Look what we facing. We in a world where the outsiders making more than native population.
Absolutely amazing, a beautiful album. I'll get a lot of airplay from this one, I was saying, because the other ones are, please, you guys, you've got to get a copy, a physical copy of the others, because they are an experience that has to be listened from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. With We Want Our Land Back, that's the title track from the Englewood Soweto Exchange. As I said, I can play all the songs individually mm-hmm. on the World Show, and I want to because we are going to run out of time soon. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful project. It's so fresh.
Well, the object again was for everyone to write original compositions.
Yes.
Or take off on original.
Well, you have
old
a song.
Standards.
Yes, like you've got Mannenberg, and I loved your take on Mannenberg.
We did a different take on
you
it.
You did a beautiful take. I'll have to save that for next week.
Ezra's yes. piece, we did a different take on it as yes. well. So that was the whole thing. Taubo wrote some interesting music. And actually, Chantel wrote a piece that wasn't recorded because she wasn't there. And I didn't want to record it.
Yes.
And she wasn't represented in no form or fashion because at least Taubo's brother, Linda, was there. So that's why we, recorded that piece.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, this is beautiful. In fact, it's such a beautiful album. And this album, I see, is available digitally.
Yes.
It is available digitally. We want our land back. I'm going to send a link when the next song plays just to give you a reference for this album. The Englewood Soweto Exchange, put together by Ernest Dawkins, bringing together. I mean, I think there's such an interesting song. I won't have time to play it that you were telling me about
Brotherly
Moments.
Yeah.
Yes.
Taubo Sikakani wrote it for his brother, Linda Sikakani.
Yes.
And Taubo couldn't come to Chicago.
He was supposed to be the one.
He was supposed to be the one to play the piece.
Yes.
But his brother was in New York, so we got Linda to come in and play the piece that his brother composed for him.
For him.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful,
very beautiful,
beautiful.
There you go.
And these, the hip-hoppers, the rappers, the spoken word people, also, there must have been an amazing synergy there.
Well, with Artemis, I actually got Artemis because the rapper that I originally had couldn't come, and she was a student of his.
Okay.
So I heard her, I'm like, come on in, know. So she, and she's such a hard worker, and she's so diligent. I give her the information, she went and did her homework, and she came back, and she was on it. That's what I like about her and Alexis. If I give them something to do, they're on it, they complete it, and they go the extra mile to make it fantastic.
I'm going to put pressure on you, Ernest.
Yes, ma'am.
When I listen to We Want Our Land Back, I want this as a live show. Please.
Okay. Yes. Well, you heard it here. It's out of my hands, but I do too. I want to hear this live show.
I would love to see the show live.
Tell your people to join your jazz.
Come on.
We can bring it down.
I think Violet spoke about the lotto, the lotto funding.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Ex Julius.
As you said, you're scared of coming back now.
Right. No, I said I might not be able to go back home to the U.S.
Let alone come back here.
Right.
Yep. But I think I'm going to end this feature with this You Think You Know Me. It's such a classic South African track. I know the brother moves on, did another totally unique version of this. And this song, of course, was written, I think it was in the 80s, if I'm not mistaken, by Ezra Nkukana. And it's a song, you'll recognize the hook there. It's a song that's a South Africa, a song of the South African songbook.
You know what? You need to have a South African songbook.
Yes.
That's an idea that someone needs to do. And if they don't do it, I'll do it for them.
Yes. And you see, guys, we need to do it. If you're South African, you should be doing it.
There you go.
Yes. But absolutely. And it was so nice to see the way you'd integrate it. And it made me think that you, Ernest, clearly are very close to the South African sensibility in jazz.
Definitely. That came just through my meeting the South Africans early on in the 80s and then becoming friends with them and the other guys and the generations after that. So, I sit and I listen, They don't think I'm listening, but I'm listening. I pay attention.
And now, obviously, making South Africa one of your homes.
There you go.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm going to end off tonight's show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Yes.
And We Want Your Land Back.
Yes.
We want our land back.
Because
remember, we're still waiting for our reparations. Well, waiting for reparations, our 40 acres and the mule. You see what I'm saying? So we'll see. We'll see what happens, the chicken or the egg.
Yes. We want our land back. The Englewood Soweto Exchange. I'm going to end off tonight with You Think You Know Me, a completely fresh take on an absolute classic track.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you so much, Ernest Dawkins, for coming and joining us on The World Show, and of course, for doing amazing projects.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. Of course, keep it Kaya, and here, You Think You Know Me. Check out this full album. It is online, but as I said earlier, you've got to get the physical copies, and I will also share with you online the details, but it's a TK Music in Pretoria Central, and that's where you can get all of Ernest's albums. From me, Nikki B, to you, have a great one.
Kaya, yeah, yeah. 959.
On the street.
On the air.
Healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B.
Yo, ngibheke ngathangiswa, mamele ngathawuboni. I spit the dope, makes you high okwenyoni. I got of uphume egazi and buy me a home. Mangyenza ngifile ngathi I'm locked in alo mdayini alo mgawa yangistressa. Marucha uzongiblesa before ngiba wesa nginike idladla dayibhesta ngoba uyazi. We try and be the best, we do this like we keeping it hood from SOA to pants to a Inglewood. Ngoba uyazi, we try and do this better and I don't miss no stressa.
Sound real good. Inglewood, Soweto. And we do this for the kids that be all in the hood.
Now we ask.
And my name be Artemis.
Yes, yeah.
Spartacus. Should be a surgeon where I put my heart in this.
Thank you, baby.
I'm an African queen. And you know when I'm on the mic, I do my thing.
Do your thing, girl.
I love it when my people sing.
Would I know?
And I got gifts. That's what I bring. I bring joy. I don't play with this rap, it's not a toy.
The toy's land.
I be flowing, and you know that I'm going to win. I do this for the city of the wind. Windy, Chicago, and you already know it's green light when we coming through. We in the booth, and it's nothing less than the truth. We do it for the youth and the elders. And no, we'll never fail ya.
lezo stress and sending lelo kuthola bobinga thi page le page only to find out uthe guys who blacks are plenty we got dreams but our pockets and our sex are empty stacks of sleeves cause even west is tension nigga paramisu so it to end yaza ngqiki paramisa lento don't you yazi like dude when I do this through the music I just lose it but I keep it ghetto straight from Soweto I do this from Inglewood and it's better good I'm the best and I'd better do it. I'm doing it. Mobu yas, mangi yens. Lento lena, don't I'm fooling no stress. I'm fooling no bless. I'm just gonna make shooting so bless. I ask, you see pain. I'm facing your slime, higher than a plane. I'm shooting on a mission every evening. Find me rapping on every plane. Gonna you see pain. Don't I'm going insane. Don't I shoot my rhymes. I flow like they're going down the drain. Maru yas, I don't wanna bring you pain.
The world, I'm unstoppable, and they was looking like, girl, that's impossible, but when you break down the haters, I'm possible, shoot, I spit sweet tropical, these other rappers, they be typical, me, I switch it up, cause I'm visual, sometimes, shoot, I like to get biblical, been doing it since I'm youngin', my favorite chord, be umbilical, shoot, let me switch the scene, remember back up in the days when the people was in the classes acting mean. They ain't see the vision, they ain't see my dream. Now I'm getting all this money, yeah, I'm getting green. And we on top, never stop. This like a cipher, and we do this for the hip-hop. And we don't let it drop.
From Soweto to Chicago, coming through with our own cargo.